Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Hallelujah. And God is still in the miracle working business. Let me read a couple verses for you found in Psalm 31. This is verse 14. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Verse 15 says, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. And I have to read verse 17. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed and let them be silent in the grave. David was calling out for the help of the Lord, and he was acknowledging that his times, the seasons of his life, the plan that God had for him was in the hands of God, and that God, being his Lord, being his Savior, would undertake, would answer his cry when he was in need. And many times we find ourselves in need in our lives. There's times of temptation, times of trouble. I shared a few scriptures yesterday regarding that. And of course, Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. And it's important that we understand that God does not bring pain. He uses pain. He allows pain. He allows the trials, the battles, the testings for purposes that will cause our spiritual growth, maturity, and development. He uses pain to inspect us, to correct and direct us, and to perfect us. And while we in the natural way would maybe prefer not to have to go through this, yet in order, if we're a child of the Lord, it says in the Word of God, we will be chastened, and we shouldn't count those chastenings grievous, because the very author of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the scriptures tell us that he learned obedience by the things he suffered. And I can imagine the things that he went through were not just confined, his sufferings, not just to his times in the Garden of Gethsemane and his crucifixion, but throughout his life. Even dealing with his disciples, there were times, I'm certain in the natural, he would be frustrated because they didn't understand. They didn't know who he was. When he wept at the grave of Lazarus before, and he knew exactly what he was going to do before he even went. In fact, he delayed his travel there so that the glory of God could be revealed. So it would be an unmistakable demonstration that God the Father was indeed with him, because Lazarus was raised from the grave. So it was would hardly be, his tears would hardly be the result of mourning the death of Lazarus, because he knew in a very short period of time that Lazarus would be called forth alive out of the grave. And so Jesus went through many different testings that are not recorded in the Word of God. In fact, doesn't John's Gospel say that all the books in the world couldn't carry and couldn't contain all the information, the things that related to our Jesus when he walked the face of the earth, and the things that he would have us learn. He is the Word of God. He is perfect obedience. He was very God and very man. He was born of a virgin. There was no sin in him. But he learned obedience. He was our example. The things that he went through, remember the prayer that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? He knew the dreadful cup, the pain, the suffering, the reproach, the humiliation that was imminent. But he said, Lord, if it's possible, all things are possible to you. Is there some other way we can do this? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And in humility and in complete obedience, he followed through to drink that very painful cup that we could be restored to fellowship with our Father. Why? Because the original command of the Lord God to Adam and Eve, if you eat of that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. And we, as all of his descendants, have paid the consequence. But Jesus came to redeem us from that death. And that's why he had to be human, so he could, as a perfect sacrifice, like a perfect Passover lamb, be sacrificed as our substitute. It's an amazing, incredible, the concept of what God did for us through Jesus. So God doesn't bring us pain, but he allows pain so that we can be perfected in the image of Jesus. And if you've asked that, to be like Jesus, then I guess we must not be surprised at the battles that come our way. Psalm 56 and 8 says, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? God counts the things, the sorrows we go through, as precious. He doesn't make light of anything that we go through. His heart is a heart of infinite love and compassion, to the extent that we cannot fully relate to it. We are so limited in our understanding, in our conception of God. But the fact is, we do deal with trials. We do deal with testings, times of need, times of temptation, times of trouble. What is the answer? Well, Jesus showed us by his example. We deal with pain as Jesus did, by virtue of submission. We have to understand that the pain humanity has gone through, the trouble, are the consequences of the curse, sin, and death entered into the human experience with Adam and Eve. And remember, as we read the Bible, even the great men and women of God, they suffered all sorts of things. In fact, the Apostle Paul despaired even of life at one time. There's a beautiful passage found in the book of Psalms that I'd like to share with you. It's Psalm 77, a psalm of Asaph. And let me just read those few verses. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me in the day of my trouble. Are you troubled today, brother and sister? He goes on to say, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Remember, he was saying, in the night, his spirit was making diligent search. He was searching his heart, his actions, his words. Had he done something to offend the Lord? But this is what he said in verse 10, and I love the King James rendition because I believe it fully describes what the Holy Spirit was wanting to communicate. And I said, this is my infirmity. What he's just been describing, he said, this is where I'm at. This is how I feel. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. In spite of the confusion, in spite of the pain and the sorrow, the things that he's going through, his lack of understanding, his lack of comprehension, why isn't God answering? Why is he going through this? What has he done? All the questions he has, so that even his sleep is disrupted, he says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remember the years of the right hand, or in other words, the favor of the Most High. He's going to remember the answers to prayers. He's going to remember the great deliverance God afforded. He's going to think of the wonderful ways God has worked in his own personal behalf as well as the people of God. He said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? So he goes on to praise the Lord. And before we, I don't want to go any further in the message. I just want to take some time right now, because if you're in a situation that Asaph was describing, that he was in, that others of God's people go through, all of us do at various times in our lives, let's just pray. Father, help us to remember your intervention in our lives. Help us to remember the wonderful ways you undertook in days past, the times when we were at our rope's end, as it were, and we cried out to you, and you heard our cry, and you undertook, and you answered prayer, and you gave great deliverance. You showed your mercy. You brought your provision. You gave your grace. Father, we thank you for that, and as you did it in the past, so will you do it again. Your mercies endure forever. You are our God, and God, I ask you to undertake on behalf of everyone who's going through a time, seasons of need, difficult times, times of temptation, times of want. They need your help, Lord, and as we call out to you, we do, as your word declares, we will remember that you are a faithful God, that you're not as man, you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Father, thank you for speedy deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.